SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Jamaica joins the international community in observing 16 days of activism. And later, one of our 25 tips for Christmas. Let's go Roundabout JA right after this.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're traveling during the holidays, unplug your cable box, TV, computers, internet modems, and any other electrical appliances that will not be in use while you are away. Once electrical equipment is left plugged in, it will burn electricity even if it's not turned on. So, whether you're traveling locally or overseas, unplug your appliances before you go and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Jamaica has fully embraced the observance of 16 days of activism to end violence against women and girls. The 16 days, which will continue until December 10, have been filled with various activities, all centered around the fifth sustainable development goal, gender equality. From Kingston to Clarendon, St. James and Trelawney, officials from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport have been hosting sensitization sessions, especially targeted at men and boys.
What we've been doing is that we have been pushing policy and legislative agenda to ensure that the rights of girls and women are protected while we embrace men and boys, because they are such a critical part of the discussion. Men are poised to make huge inroads if they can actually get the message themselves of being non-violent and embracing the idea of partnership and harmonious relationships.
Director of Policy and Research at the Bureau of Gender Affairs, Sharon Coburn Robinson, and Minister with Responsibility for Gender Affairs, Olivia Grange, has reaffirmed the government's commitment to protecting the rights of women and girls.
We are, in fact, actively looking for places to establish these offices and facilities. I'm currently looking at something in St. Mary to be a shelter, and the Bureau has people out in the field who reach out to communities who are able to address some of the issues that affect women where they are not able to utilize the facilities in Kingston.
The minister adds that the Bureau has also been working to investigate cases of abuse outside of major towns and cities where help may not be readily available. Activities continue on December 8 with a violence and trafficking in persons workshop in Kellett's Clarendon from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and another forum at the Trelawney Parish Library on Friday, December 9 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Social protection involves measures to safeguard citizens against threat to their economic and collective security. That's why outcome number 3 of Vision 2030 will be effective social protection. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
Every person, adult or child, taken into police custody is entitled to legal representation by an attorney. It's your right. Ask the police to call a duty counsel for question and answer, identification parade, and application for station or court bail. The duty counsel program is free. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
And here's one of our 25 tips for Christmas from Police Officer Sergeant Sean J. Mitchell.
We know that transactions tend to heighten during the season. So we'll advise the business owners to employ security companies to help you carry your cash to the banks. Don't use a little bearer who will be traveling with, say, for example, $2 or $3 million in cash. That's a setup for a disaster.
And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.